You're listening to Denver Jamgrass, connecting fans and bands since 2014. On today's episode, 300 Days. Enjoy.
So tonight we're 300 days. 300 days of sunshine.
I play guitars, and I play with 300 Days, and I used to play with Mountain Standard Time, Silver Plume, let's see, Square Groupers, and Apple Valley. It's been a long road to the top. Still climbing.
I don't know how to top that. I'm Melissa McGinley. I play fiddle and sing. Nick sings as well. I guess I grew up playing, I grew up in West Virginia, and I played fiddle and classical violin kind of at the same time, which was interesting. And I've played in the Stereophedelics, Silver Plume, 300 Days, and all sorts of other groups, probably, if I were to have
most
to write
likely.
My resume
probably.
My name's Dave Sulzberg, I'm the bass player.
He's not Dave Sulzberg, that's Pump.
A.K.A. Pump. Been playing for a while. Played with a bunch of groups. Too many to list at this given time, but right now I'm working
our song's coming
for 300 days. I'm really digging it. And, yeah.
I was living in a small town somewhere between the lines. She moved to Colorado with big bright lights in her eyes. Saw her dancing in the moonlight, shining like a star. Well, we got by 'cause we were free, taking every single part of me. It's alright, I'm liking what I see. Come
fine since I met you. We all gonna have our ups and downs. Head on out to the country. Oh, we're gonna grow a little ganja on the outskirts of town. We always said we would get married. Oh yeah, one day we'll make it true. Well, we got by 'cause we were free, taking every single part of me. That's alright, I'm liking what I see coming down the main line. Coming down the main line. My glass is half empty.
Our thought was that if we take the competition out of the Rocky Grass competition, then all of a sudden it becomes a really, really fun gig to
like
a
showcase.
Yeah.
Really respectful and receptive crowd. And then it's just a blast. If you take the competition out of the competition, then it's just an awesome,
yeah, it's totally
an awesome
just
time
a
to get up
showcase.
There and play. So I think that's what our expectations were.
Yeah. And I think it exceeded our expectations.
Yeah. I mean, the vibe was amazing, and the people are so fun, and, like, you know, it was like I had no zero
so
expectations of going forward, and, you know, I don't, like, it was, like Pump said, the competition was out of it, and, like, you just see all your friends and family and smiling, and they're, like, so supportive,
yeah.
And, like, to hear the roar of the crowd, like, you know, it was... It was exactly what we hoped it would be.
Yeah.
You know, it
we
was
originally
awesome.
wanted to get disqualified because it means that you're breaking the rules, and we like to think that we're breaking the rules with the lack of genre that we play.
Nick wouldn't let us get disqualified though.
Yeah.
I'm like, we can like play in the vein a little bit, you know,
we can
like
play by the rules.
Let's
fine.
Like do like a little bit of a morph, you know, which. As an ode, you know, like that's like a bluegrass comp. So like to go out there and like flat pick and shred and like do a couple bluegrass sounding tunes and still like go out a little bit, like that felt like the thing to do to me, you know?
But I think it was a total success. Like I think we went in, we did what we wanted.
One person came up to me and was like, "What was your band's name? I loved you." So she's it.
I think we got what we wanted to out of it.
Definitely.
Man, I don't know.
got a track warm up on the second floor. If I get out this time, you won't be trapped no more. Visual window, baby. Stuff they don't know.
Crisis, but it feels really good to never really commit to anything and just sort of let it morph organically, and you know, we're free.
What do you think it is if you had to pinpoint your sound?
It's a swing progressive grass.
There you go.
I think that's how I would put a, if I had to put a thumb on it.
Dad grass featuring Melissa is what I would say, but
Dad's in late 40s.
Speak for yourself.
Wrap around me and sit, let's go for a ride. Everybody's gonna ask me where I got a girl like you. Maybe I just don't see it. Took her on a date, cause I'm that kind of guy. Said you better mind your plate, don't eat all of the pie. But I said love me was that kind of joke. Having a girlfriend was nice, now I'm just broke. Everybody's gonna ask me where I got a girl like you. Yeah, you baby, maybe I just don't see it anymore. Maybe I'm over. All alone, like if I'm a girl, I'm sipping in my old V-dub, dreaming about you. I think I act hasty, so let's go straight. Maybe I'll get you back one of these days. Oh, sure, Tommy, come on home. Everybody's gonna ask me where I got a girl like you. Maybe I just don't see it anymore.
Try to come here and be positive and be psyched to play and be present with each other and,
you know, be present with the music versus, you know,
trying to force it and just grind it hard, and we're just trying to find that
life balance, and that
it's
comes across in our music and when we play together, that, you know, there's like this peace and there's this freedom for each of us that, you know, we don't get in our daily life sometimes, and it's just like it's just peace and it's so beautiful, and that's what, you know, we're kind of all searching for, is just being able to be up there and like connect with the crowd, connect with the people on stage, connect with your instrument, what you're hearing, and just like go,
you know,
to that place. You know,
we've all kind of been there, done that, of working every single possible gig and every single possible angle. And I think we've all just gotten to where we just want to play really good music.
Yes.
And it's going to speak for itself and take it where it's going to go.
Yeah.
And so you can find out more about us on our website, 300daysband.com.
MySpace.
Yeah.
We have to talk about MySpace.
Craigslist.
Band-seeking fans. You know, Napster.
Do we have a Tinder profile?
We do. We actually sell space now. It shows, like, you know, we'll like give a shout out to some dude when he's with his chick if they, you know, buy two t-shirts and a record. I've got a little special going, and, you know,
I'm farmers only too, so.
farmers only for sure. Yeah. working guy.
Thanks
working
for listening
gal.
To Denver Jamgrass, and thanks for having us.
Thank you so
thank
much
you. Enjoy.
He hammered on. She fell right in his hands. Will I do the same for you if he told me to? Will I write you a song, baby? It may be too long. Am I good? All the words wrong. Oh, come on, dance with us. Thank you.
mixed on an empty glass. It was then I knew our love would last. Well, you said, let's go get high. Saw that twinkle in my eyes. Then I knew you'd be mine. So dump in your perfume and leave it new. But that's a good to sit right down. All set on. You slipped and said to me, you love me when I sleep. So don't wake me if you don't want to. Wake him up! Salzburg on the bass, make some noise. You. Dave Salzburg on the bass, Melissa McGinley on the fiddle,
Nick Dunbar on guitar.
We're 300 Days, we love you.
Yeah, I've got a new kid coming, so it's I need the room. Yeah, I got to get the records out, so but no, you know, we're going to keep plugging through, you know.
You can just
say, what's your official name of your podcast?
Denver Jamgrass.